Vigorous Steve here. In this video, I'll discuss both methasterone and dimethazine, because dimethazine is a dimer of methasterone containing two methasterone molecules which are linked at the third position of the A ring. Since dimethazine is basically a prodrug for methasterone, they should offer identical effects, and since there's minimal scientific evidence on both compounds, I felt it's only fair to combine both in a single video. Methasterone was developed by Syntex Pharmaceuticals around the time they developed drostanolone and oxymetholone, but it was never introduced into medical applications, probably due to a lack of efficacy or severe liver toxicity. Methasterone is methylated drostanolone, basically an oral masterone. Dimethazine has a lot more human studies behind it though, albeit that all of those have been performed in the 1960s and 70s, and I can't find them as a full publication, nor do I think that they have been translated from Italian, Spanish, or French, but based on the title, I would say that dimethazine has been investigated in the context of anabolic activity, hormonal activity, treatment of infantile dystrophy, treatment of underdevelopment in children and adults, treatment of protein-deficient undernutrition in adults, treatment of chronic pulmonary tuberculosis and bronchopneumonia, treatment of consolidation of fractures and osteoporosis, treatment of sarcopenia or cachexia, and the treatment of fibrocystic dysplasia. That's all based on the titles. Unfortunately, the full publications not available. Both compounds were marketed as dietary supplements to bypass the Steroid Control Act of 1990 with its 2004 revision. They quickly developed a cult following, as they're obviously a lot more potent than the pro-hormones which were introduced back then. Anabolic Extreme sold methasterone as Superdrol, and iForce Nutrition sold dimethazine under the same name, but usually was abbreviated to DMZ sometime in the mid-2000s. Then in 2006, the United States Food and Drug Administration became aware that rejected and non-FDA-approved designer steroids were included in dietary supplements, and all pro-hormones were subsequently banned and discontinued. Methasterone was adopted by the enhanced fitness community and is still being used to this day, mostly leading into competitions or photo shoots, but dimethazine has mostly fallen out of favor and isn't readily used nowadays. I'll put the commonly used dosages on the screen for methasterone Superdrol for athletic applications in bodybuilding, strongmen, or powerlifting. The dosages range between 10 milligrams to 40 milligrams orally daily for a maximum of 2 to 3 weeks leading into the competition or the photo shoot. And for dimethazine, the dosages are pretty similar, albeit that it's rarely used nowadays. Since these compounds were never FDA approved and used in clinical settings, there's no medical insert for us to analyze. But we can read the supplement facts of Anabolic Extreme Superdrol. And the directions are as follows. As a dietary supplement, take 20 milligrams to 30 milligrams Superdrol daily for up to 4 weeks continuously. But the warnings are, keep out of reach of children. Consult your physician before using this dietary supplement. Do not use this product if you are at risk or are being treated for high blood pressure, heart, kidney, thyroid, or psychiatric disease, difficulty urinating, prostate enlargement, anxiety, depression, seizure disorders, or stroke. Consult your healthcare professional before use if you're taking antidepressants, MAO inhibitors, or other kinds of prescription medications. Discontinue use and consult with a healthcare professional if dizziness, sleeplessness, tremors, nervousness, headache, or heart palpitations occur. So basically, don't take Superdrol at all because the contraindications and warnings are all encompassing. Besides liver complications, I mean, there's no mention of liver toxicity or liver issues, liver disease, tracking liver blood work parameters. So apparently, according to Anabolic Extreme, Superdrol is not liver toxic. Go figure. Now, I couldn't find the supplement facts. Again, supplement facts, I can't believe that I'm saying that. The supplement facts for iForce Nutrition dimethazine. So if you happen to have an old bottle laying around somewhere, take a picture, post it down below, and share it with the rest of the Vigorous crew. Unfortunately, there aren't a lot of studies available on these compounds. Basically, all we have are case reports and biotransformation studies. I still did my fair share of literature review. So here are the unique characteristics of methasterone, Superdrol. It's hepatotoxic based on the case reports. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Apparently, methasterone inhibits nitric oxide synthesis, providing immunomodulatory effects. Biotransformation with fungi produces two immunomodulatory metabolites, which inhibit pro-inflammatory cytokine tumor necrosis factor alpha and nitric oxide synthesis in vitro. And there's two other biotransformation in vitro studies which show similar effect, right? Immunomodulatory metabolites inhibiting nitric oxide synthesis. And one substrate of methasterone actually is toxic to human normal cell lines. And this is very worrying, and perhaps where some of the hepatotoxicity of methasterone is stemming from. If a substrate of methasterone is cytotoxic to human normal cell lines, then what is it doing to the rest of the body? Again, this is stemming from an in vitro study, which is a very recent publication, link down below. I would like to see additional research on methasterone going forward to see how hepatotoxic or how cytotoxic it is for cells in various organs of the body. So let's have a look at all of the case reports of liver and kidney toxicity, as there are many. I didn't include the case reports in the fluoxymesterone deep dive video because all of those case reports, the patients were already unhealthy and they were administered with halotestin for weeks to months, even years consecutively. All right, so if they're already suffering from a medical condition in which halotestin is prescribed, you can't really say that they're in a good state of health at the start of treatment. But in these patients, these are normal human male adults, which are, well, a basically general population, I would say somewhat healthy without medical conditions. In none of the case reports, they mention that these patients have pre-existing medical conditions. They just started with their Superdrol or dimethazine, and within a couple of weeks, they experienced severe liver complications. In the case reports, all of the subjects were adult men, aged between 20 to 53 years old, albeit that the large majority of these subjects are, let's say, between 20 to 25 years old. Total sample size are 14 men. Reported dosages are between 10 milligrams to 30 milligrams orally daily, so that falls within the guidelines of anabolic extreme Superdrol and perhaps iForce Nutrition dimethazine. The reported duration of self-administration is from 3 weeks to 2 months, and there's one case of 4 months with intermittent use of Superdrol. These supplements were labeled as Superdrol DMZ or Super DMZ 2.0 that contains 10 milligrams methylstenbolone and 10 milligrams dimethazine per capsule. And there's also an instance that Superdrol methasterone was found in B50 vitamins, which is f***ed up. And besides methasterone or dimethazine, sometimes in combination, these patients co-administered at times Ergomax or methylstenbolone, dihydroepiandrosterone, better known as DHEA, androstenedione, another pro-hormone, alcohol, actually many of the cases some of these patients were drinking, S-adenosyl L-methionine, better known as SAMe, good for liver health, increasing liver glutathione stores, still experienced severe metabolic changes in liver parameters, and St. John's wort. Reported complications are as follows. Abdominal pain, that's usually the reason why they go in for blood work and see how bad the liver toxicity actually is. Cramping, constipation, cholestatic jaundice, pruritus, IgA nephropathy, interstitial nephritis, hepatitis-associated aplastic anemia. I mean, this is just a small sample of all of the complications that these patients experienced after they took Superdrol or dimethazine for a couple weeks consecutively. When you look at these case reports, you see that liver enzyme blood work parameters are brutally, literally brutally elevated, sometimes reaching into the hundreds, even the thousands. But within 1 to 2 months, all blood work parameters and overall complications come back down to baseline, and these patients are discharged from the hospital as healthy. Now, the problem here is this sample size of 14, based on all of the available human scientific literature around methasterone and dimethazine, is 100%. Yes, that's right. All of the human studies which you can read are case reports with liver toxicity or kidney toxicity. And it's in a stark contrast to any other oral anabolic androgenic steroid that's available that is supposedly liver toxic. I had case reports on halotestin, case reports on oxymetholone, case reports on oxandrolone, but that's a very fraction of a percentage compared to the entire sample size, which were treated with oxandrolone, oxymetholone, or fluoxymesterone. Again, this is not including the publications which I don't have access to. Maybe that all shows that methasterone or dimethazine is completely healthy and not liver toxic. But those studies are not available, so we can't draw conclusions with them. Moving over to the detection time, again, evidence-based detection times, the half-life of methastrone is 8 to 12 hours, while dimethazine is 10 to 16 hours, probably because it needs to be metabolized into methastrone before it can activate the androgen receptor. Again, dimethazine is a prodrug for methastrone. With the most scrutinous detection methods, 10 milligrams of methastrone orally in a single administration is detectable for up to 13 days, but older studies showed that it's only detectable for 2 days. Even 40 milligrams methastrone orally in a single administration was only detectable for 10 days. But based on the latest scientific evidence, 10 milligrams is detectable 13 days in urinary metabolite screening. And I could only find the detection time for dimethazine when administered to mice orally in a single dose of 4 milligrams, where it's detectable for over 2 days because the study didn't go on for longer than that. I would say that dimethazine is probably detectable for longer compared to methastrone because it's a prodrug after all. So it's probably 13 days or longer. And apparently, methylstenbolone produces methastrone as a metabolite. And after 100 milligrams methylstenbolone is administered orally to horses, the metabolites, including methastrone, are detectable for up to 5 days. Again, horses metabolize these kinds of drugs a lot faster than humans do. So let's just stick with the reported detection times in human urine. For methastrone superdrol orally at dosages up to 30 milligrams daily, that's 5 weeks detection. Unknown detection time for intramuscular methastrone administrations. And the same goes for dimethazine oral or intramuscular administrations, if anybody out there is even doing that. Unknown detection times. So if you want to run Superdrol, you can't run it directly into a competition because at the competition, there's usually drug testing involved. You need to stop at least 5 weeks before to pass the test or pass a sample or bribe your doping officer. I mean, there's always ways around beating the drug test. And it finally brings us to the methastrone and dimethazine dosing protocols, which are exactly identical. There's no safe, sustainable, and tolerable dose for these drugs. Too much reports of liver toxicity, anecdotally, or within the scientific literature based on the case reports. So don't run it for longer periods of time. Only use it between 20 milligrams to 40 milligrams daily. Again, this is a little bit higher than what was recommended by Anabolic Extreme. But those were marketed towards, newbies. And I'm talking about full-blown competitive athletes here, right? So if you're leading into a contest or photo shoot, and if you're a bodybuilder, strongman, or powerlifter, 20 milligrams to 40 milligrams methastrone or dimethazine daily. I would prefer Superdrol because, well, there's a lot more anecdotal experience on Superdrol, which you can do research on. Either the full dose pre-workout or split AM and PM on rest days for a maximum of 2 weeks, not 3 weeks. The maximum cosmetic effects and the maximum strength benefits are observed within as little as 2 weeks. And if your blood work parameters take the turn for the worst, you experience jaundice or abdominal pain or cramping or other kinds of severe issues, go in for blood work and discontinue the Superdrol or the dimethazine, please. And for women, it's pretty much the same. I don't think that there's a safe, sustainable, or tolerable dose of methastrone or dimethazine. 0 milligrams weekly if you want to stay safe. And the deleterious dose, again, only applicable if you're doing competitions. 5 to 10 milligrams daily, full dose pre-workout or split AM to PM on rest days. If there's something to win and you compete at the highest level, maximum 2 weeks, but discontinue if your blood work parameters take a turn for the worst. Do your blood work over at Merrick Health if you live in the United States to see how bad your liver enzymes, your creatine phosphokinase, your creatinine, your lactose dehydrogenase enzymes get after running Superdrol for a couple days, up to 2 weeks at maximum. I'm sure those healthcare providers will not agree with what you're doing, but at least you can get the data to make decisions with. Stay on top of your ancillary, stay on top of your over-the-counter supplements when running methastrone or dimethazine, because again, it is pretty liver toxic based on scientific evidence and the anecdotal reports worldwide. And this brings me to the conclusion, based on all of the scientific literature that I've reviewed so far, that it's not the halotestin that is liver toxic, it's the Superdrol. Yeah, That sucks, because I do like Superdroll up until I started reviewing all of the scientific literature. Okay, I'll leave it here. Thank you guys so much for watching. You can find everything that I'm associated with down below in the YouTube description section. All of the citations are there as usual. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at VigorSteve. Vigor's crew, you guys know what to do. A frontable bicep for you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next Best Dose of Steroid XYZ video dropping soon.